From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and France stand united to deliver justice to terrorists after the recent Paris attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Speaking after talks with his French counterpart, François Hollande, at the White House, President Obama said IS cannot be tolerated, must be destroyed, and we must do it together.
Building on our recent intelligence agreement, the United States will continue to quickly share threat information with France. And in the wake of Paris and with the threats in Belgium, there's also a growing recognition among European nations that they need to ramp up additional efforts to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters.
President Hollande was at the White House Tuesday, a day after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged France new assistance for airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. An explosion hit a bus carrying members of Tunisia's presidential guard in the country's capital Tuesday, killing at least 11 people, according to the Interior Ministry. The blast occurred on a tree-lined avenue in the center of the capital of Tunis. The explosion came about 10 days after authorities increased the security level in the capital and deployed security forces in unusually high numbers. The Islamic State's Egyptian branch claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed 7 people in a hotel in the North Sinai capital, Al-Arish, on Tuesday, where judges overseeing a parliamentary election were staying. The statement by the Sinai Province group was circulated by its supporters on Twitter and the encrypted messaging system Telegram. A militant tried to drive a car bomb into the hotel before security forces opened fire on him, causing the car to explode, according to the military. VOA News.